The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is George Franceschidis, Executive Chairman of Alba Mineral Resources. ALBA is ticker. George, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, it's been a while, isn't it? And you've been busy.
We have been busy, indeed.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think last time we spoke must have been a couple of years ago. And now you've got a full range of assets and minerals there, so we'll dig into that. In fact, before we talk about your news today, which is in my homeland, in Wales, of course, Welsh gold, the best gold in the world. I'm biased, but I mean, before we dig into that, George, for people maybe not so familiar with Alba Mineral Resources, just give them an overview of what it's all about, please.
Sure. Well, Alba's a mineral exploration company and a development company. We're trying to put our assets into production. That's the name of the game. We've got a good, really strong portfolio of assets in Wales, Ireland and Greenland on the mining front. We've also got some oil and gas investments, which are in England. The focus is on the mining assets, always has been. We're doing really good work at Clogeye. The Clogeye gold mine was one of the biggest producers, or the biggest producer of gold in the UK's history. We're in Greenland in a big way. We've got some really good assets there. We've had a little bit of a hiatus because of coronavirus in terms of the work we're able to do in Greenland, but we hope to get that cracking again next year. And we've got this new news, as you say, today, which is that we've taken the exploration rights over the Gwynfynnoth gold mine, which is the UK's second largest producer of gold in history. So we're pretty well set there, and we think we're in a very good place in terms of the work we're doing in Wales.
Yeah, and I've got to compliment you on the pronunciation there. It's all good, Dave. You've been practicing, George, have you?
I'm getting used to it, Justin. Yeah, I'm getting used to it.
Well, I mean, it sounds obvious to me, but just explain again, you know, why you've gone for this, you know, the extended your area in Wales with Gwynfynnoth there, you know, and you've got Clogeye as well. So why have you gone for a bigger area?
Yeah, well, look, gold is obviously at an all-time high at the moment. It's come off a little bit, but it's still around $1,900 an ounce. That's an all-time high since records began. So, you know, gold is a very good place to be. And we don't look cyclically, to be honest. We look at the fundamentals of a project. What we're always looking for, or often looking for, is where there's been past production history, because often, you know, they didn't have the same modern mining methods and exploration methods and techniques that we can apply nowadays to projects. So there's no doubt there's gold left behind at Clogeye, and there's no doubt there's gold left behind at Gwynfynnoth. There's no doubt there's extensions to the gold veins at both of those mines that haven't been worked before. It's a question of finding them, and we're using a lot of very, very modern techniques and methods and bringing a lot of science to bear at Clogeye, and we expect to do exactly the same thing at Gwynfynnoth. So it was a no-brainer, really, that when this area became available, that we put our hat in the ring, because, you know, we've done really good work at Clogeye, and we wanted to join the dots, because Gwynfynnoth sits there in the middle of the Dolgellau gold belt between our existing license areas. So as your listeners might have seen from the announcement today, if you look at the map of the Dolgellau gold belt, we've now been able to join the entire length of the gold belt under license, essentially, to ourselves. So we can now do some really joined up thinking, and we can crack on with work the length and breadth of that gold belt, which is in our own country, in our own backyard.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the previously, you know, historically produced ounces from there, and the grams per ton, and the cost back then. You know, just enlighten us on that.
Yeah, well, look, it's shut down. Proper operations, commercial operations, shut around 1999, when the gold price was $300 an ounce. So we're talking now six times plus gold price at around $1,900 an ounce. So the economics are fundamentally different now for gold. Gold in Wales has always been, as you say, a bit special. Because it's always fetched a premium price, and we expect that to continue. That's to do with its heritage, the history that associates with these famous gold mines, and the fact that the British royal family has always used, well, for the last 100 years, has used Welsh gold for their wedding bands. So it has a number of reasons, and its scarcity as well. You know, the fact there isn't a lot of it in the market. So we expect to get a premium price on any Welsh gold that we produce. So the economics are fundamentally good, and they're even better when you consider the price of gold at the minute. So with both Clogau and Gwynfynydd, we really expect to, as I said, it was a bit of a no-brainer. It was something that we really wanted to bring into the fold so that we can roll out exactly the same work at Gwynfynydd, because the geology, mineralogy, a lot of it is pretty much the same as Clogau, as you'd expect, because it's all in the same Clogau formation. It's the same geological formation. So we've now got under our belts close to 3 years of work at Clogau, and as you've seen, we've been pushing that forward really hard and on a number of different fronts to get that back into production. So we're going to roll out exactly the same program at Gwynfynydd. So we know what we're doing. We're pretty excited to get cracking there as well.
Yeah, and to be honest, I can't see the gold price, coming back a lot in present times. I think there'll be a lot of economic stimulus needed, and of course, printing money is always good for gold. So where are you at the moment then with Clogau and Gwynfynydd, and what's next, George?
Yeah, so Clogau, we're in the middle of surface drilling. We finished our underground drilling, did about 500 metres underground. We pulled out 36 tonnes of a bulk sample, because the nature of this deposit, both at Clogau and Gwynfynydd, is you can't just drill it, can't just pepper it with holes and expect to get a resource or representative grade, because it's a narrow vein nuggety effect. So there's high grade pockets, and then there's a load of barren material. So just drilling isn't enough. So you've got to drill for structure, you've got to look for the right structures. We know what we're looking for. We know the contact between the Clogau shales and the quartz veining. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's in essence what we're looking at. And so what we do is we drill, we look for those structures in the drilling, and we'll go back in and we'll do some more bulk sampling and some block mining. So we'll take out, we'll take out tons and tons of material in a block, as it sounds, and we'll process that, and we'll get a representative, much more representative grade out of that than pure drilling alone. So it's, it's a painstaking exercise. That's why we have to come at it from different angles. But, it's a challenge, but that's why it's there, and that's why we think there's massive prospectivity. So in essence, at Clogau, what are we doing? We're surface drilling. We've completed one hole now for about 180 metres. We're going into the lower Lechfraith. There's a target there that we really like. We targeted it last November and we hit the right structure. We're now targeting it from a slightly different angle, well, quite a big different angle, actually. We're coming at it from a bit further away. We think we'll hit it better at this angle. We're going to hit maybe 3, 4, 5 holes. Who knows? We'll see how we go between now and the end of December. And that's really, as I say, the focus. It's that target at the lower Lechfraith, below the known working. So we're going into virgin ground here, where we're drilling, where we think that there's a very good chance that these ore shoots continue at depth. So that's what we're going to test. So that's the news at Clogau. But also we've announced that we've got a bulk sampling lease that's been signed with the Crown Estate, which is fantastic, which means that any gold that we find in processing the gold at Clogau, we own, and we can sell. We'll pay the Crown a royalty, as you should, for 4% royalty to the Crown. But it's essentially, if you like, it's mining. It's mining before we're actually mining. So it's quite a very good result, really, for us to get this agreement that we can essentially exploit and sell the gold in what is essentially still an exploration phase.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, George, listen, every day on the podcast I highlight the top 5 most followed companies, and in fact on the front page of our website there is a list of top 10 most followed, and you've been in that quite a while over the last few months. So to get back in that list and get people following you, give us 3 reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please, George.
Justin, we've got a fantastic portfolio of mining assets. We've got gold mines, now Clogau and now Gwynfynydd. We've got the Amitsoq graphite mine in Greenland. So I would say the three reasons are Clogeye, St. David's, Gwynfynnith, and Greenland as a whole. Those are the three reasons why you should follow Alba.
Excellent stuff, George. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.